Model Test 2. Speaking Section. The speaking section tests your ability to communicate in English in an academic setting. During the test, you will be presented with 6 speaking questions. The questions ask for a response to a single question, a conversation, a talk, or a lecture. You may take notes as you listen, but notes are not graded. You may use your notes to answer the questions. Some of the questions ask for a response to a reading passage and a talk or a lecture. The reading passages and the questions are written, but most of the directions will be spoken. Your speaking will be evaluated on both the fluency of the language and the accuracy of the content. You will have 15 to 20 seconds to prepare and 45 to 60 seconds to respond to each question. Typically, a good response will require all of the response time, but the answer will be complete by the end of the response time. The time for the speaking section is about 20 minutes. A clock on the screen will show you how much time you have to prepare your answer and how much time you have to record it.
Number 1. Listen for a question about a familiar topic. After you hear the question, you have 15 seconds to prepare and 45 seconds to record your answer.
Explain how birthdays are celebrated in your country. Use specific examples and details in your explanation.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 2. Listen for a question that asks your opinion about a familiar topic. After you hear the question, you have 15 seconds to prepare and 45 seconds to record your answer.
Some students would rather write a paper than take a test. Other students would rather take a test instead of writing a paper. Which option do you prefer and why? Use specific reasons and examples to support your opinion.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 3. Read a short passage and listen to a talk on the same topic. Then listen for a question about them. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
A student is discussing the university's health insurance policy with the foreign student advisor. Read the policy in the college schedule printed on page 309. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to the foreign student advisor. He is explaining the policy and expressing his opinion about it.
I think it's very important for you to know that this policy wasn't instituted in order to increase fees for international students. In fact, the university doesn't make a profit from the sale of health insurance. The problem is that health care costs in this country are so high that it could be financially disastrous for the family of an international student who needed more than just a simple visit to the doctor's office. A trip to the emergency room at the hospital could cost thousands of dollars without health insurance. Most families abroad just don't realize how costly it is. As for foreign health insurance providers, well, it was just too difficult to validate their coverage for medical services, and the local doctors and hospitals simply stopped accepting them. So, to be sure that our students are protected, we're offering low-cost health insurance through the school.
The foreign student advisor expresses his opinion of the policy for health insurance. Report his opinion and explain the reasons that he gives for having that opinion.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 4. Read a short passage and listen to a lecture on the same topic. Then listen for a question about them. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now read the passage about Antarctica, printed on page 310. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture in a geography class. The professor is talking about Antarctica.
With the increasing pressure to replace raw materials that are being consumed in other parts of the world, Antarctica and the waters offshore could become a stage for international conflict in the future. During the 18th and 19th centuries, hunters decimated huge populations of whales and seals, and the race to reach the South Pole resulted in national claims by explorers from a variety of countries, which finally resulted in the partitioning of pie-shaped sectors radiating away from the center at the pole. So, today, several claims overlap, and only one sector remains unclaimed. Virtually all of these claims are covered by an ice sheet about 2 miles thick. But the question is, what's beneath the ice? Scientific experiments indicate that proteins, fuels, and minerals exist in abundance, and that means that in spite of the difficulties and challenges involved in the exploitation of these natural resources, the countries with claims haven't demonstrated an intention to relinquish their stake in the area. While resources are available in more convenient sites, the remote areas in Antarctica appear to be relatively safe from exploitation. In addition, as the reading passage suggests, global self-interest may engender international cooperation in this crucial environmental system.
Explain why many countries have staked claims in Antarctica, and why national interests have not been pursued.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 5. Listen to a short conversation. Then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to a conversation between a student and her friend.
I need to earn some extra money. My budget's just out of control.
I hear you. I had the same problem last semester.
So what'd you do?
I got a job at the cafeteria. I don't really like the work, but the good thing is that you get free meals.
Really? Are they hiring?
I don't know, but I could ask. The pay isn't great, though. See, the meals are the thing.
Oh, still, that would cut down on the grocery bill.
Yeah. Or you know what? You could rent that extra room in your apartment. I'll bet you could get $250 a month, at least.
I've been thinking about that. It would help with the rent and the utilities, and I wouldn't have to work so I could use my time for my classes. But I keep thinking, what if my roommate doesn't pay on time, or what if there's a lot of noise?
Well, you'd have to have a deposit and a contract, something in writing so you could keep the deposit if there were problems, and you could break the contract if it didn't work out.
Describe the woman's problem and the two suggestions that her friend makes about how to handle it. What do you think the woman should do, and why?
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 6. Listen to part of a lecture. Then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to part of a lecture in a sociology class. The professor is discussing the criteria for using older research references.
Well, first of all, you have to understand that there's no hard and fast rule for deciding when a research reference is too old. But that doesn't help you much. So I'll try to give you a couple of guidelines, and then you'll just have to use good judgment. Okay, let's just say for our purposes that the research is 30 years old. Then the next thing to think about is whether any changes have occurred in society to call the data into question. For example, in a study that looks at diet, we know logically that many changes have occurred in eating patterns over the past 30 years, so this study would probably be out of date. But a study of, say, language development may be okay because the way that babies learn their native language hasn't changed much in the same period of time. So what I'm saying is, the date is less important than the potential for change. Okay, then the second criteria to consider is whether the citation is a finding or an opinion. If you have a study that indicates, for example, that college students are drinking more, that's a finding. But if you have a statement by the researcher that drinking is the most serious problem on campus, then you have an opinion. And opinions are accurate over the years as long as they're attributed to the person and the dates cited. But the finding for an older study may be too old. In that case, it's probably better to use a more recent study.
Using the main points and examples from the lecture, describe the two criteria for using an older research reference presented by the professor.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.